friends. This year should be a special school government over Mr. Yuchiu. And it's based on Torah that I received from the Yaakov David Hamik Shlita. The Torah in Parashas Bahar says, V'ishki Yimkor Beis Moshe B'Yerchoma. V'haisa Gulasa Atom Shnas Mokoro Yomim Tia Gulasa V'noi Golad Melos Lo Shana Tumima V'koma Bayis Asher B'Yer Asher Loch Asher Loch Oma V'tzmisus Lakoneo So V'darosov Lo Yetze Bayovel. When a man sells a residential house in a walled city, its redemption may take place until the completion of the year of its sale. Its period of redemption shall be a full year. And if it's not redeemed by the end of a complete year, then that house, which is in a city that has all, shall remain permanently the property of the one who purchases it throughout its generations. It will not leave his possession in the Yovel. Rashi says that since regarding a field, we learn that you can redeem it whenever you wish, after 2 years have elapsed since the date of the sale and onwards until the Yovel, as Rashi says earlier. And now within the first 2 years one may not redeem it. So now we specify that in this case, if one wishes to redeem within the first year, you can redeem it. After that you can't redeem it. When it comes to a field, 2 years after the sale, you can't redeem it. And afterwards you can. Here, within the first year, you may redeem it, and then afterwards you cannot. And then Rashi says, Yamim is Yamei Shana Shleima Kurim Yamim, full year. And then Rashi says, Vaiter, Yam Tia Gelosa Yatsa Mikor Shamoch Avar Mikor Shalkone. It shall leave the jurisdiction of the seller and remain under the jurisdiction of the purchaser if he doesn't redeem it within the first year. Lo yetze bayovel, Amar of Safra, what does it teach us? Shouldn't leave his possession in the Jubilee year. So Rav Safra says that even if the Yovel occurs within the first year of the sale, it should not leave his possession without redemption. That's the teaching of Rav Safra. So why does Rashi specify, as he often doesn't, the name of the person who taught this, Rav Safra? What's he teaching us by telling us Rav Safra? So in order to understand this, we have to go to the Sugya on Erchin, and the Flamet Aleph Amid Beis, and where the Zina flows, Mitaras Hashem. It says in the Gemara there, with regard to one who consecrates a house among the houses of walled cities, this individual may redeem it from the temple treasury, and he may always redeem it even after the first year, unlike a sale. If another redeemed the house from the possession of the temple treasury, and the final day of the 12th-month period from its redemption arrived, and the house wasn't redeemed by its owner, the house has become the property of the other individual in perpetuity. So, if somebody else redeems the house from Hekdesh, and then the owner didn't redeem it, so then it belongs to the person who bought it, Menani Mili, the one who redeemed it, Menani Mili. Amar Shmuel, Damar Kra, Lakona Oso, Afilu Miad Hekdesh. So it says, and if it is not redeemed until the passage of a full year from him, then the house that is in the walled city should stand in the one who bought it in perpetuity throughout his generations. It should not go out in Jubilee. As we learned before in the Pasuk, that you have 1 year to redeem it, and otherwise it becomes his forever. So it says, the one who bought it, Lakona Oso. So we darshan lakona oso, v'afilu miad hekdesh. Even if he purchased it from hekdesh, it still belongs to him forever. The Gemara asks, Velechlete Hekdesh. No, that it belonged to, why is the consecrator capable of redeeming the house from the possession of Hekdesh? Let it belong to Hekdesh forever. It wasn't redeemed within 1 year. So it means Velechlete Hekdesh. Amar Krala Darosav Yatz Hekdesh Ein Lo Doris. Now, it says throughout its generations, excluded as a temple treasury, it's not a person, it doesn't have generations. It says the Gemara Vayta Lo Yetze Vayovel Lamali. Why do I need the praise in the above verse? It should not go out in the Jubilee year. It already stated lo, it already stated in perpetuity. It already stated in the Pasuk, Latzmisus. Since it already says Latzmisus, so what do you mean? Why do you have to go ahead and tell me? Lo yetze bayovel. Why do I need lo yetze bayovel? It already says latzmitzus. It already says in the pasuk that the latzmitzus lakonos l'dorosav. It should remains in perpetuity, the property of the person who buys it. So of course it doesn't go out in the yovel. So what do I need the words of lo yetze bayovel? And just the Gemara. It's teaching us when someone sells a house in a walled city and the yovel comes out within the year, I might think, that the house should leave the possession of the buyer to enter the possession of the owner in the yovel year. Therefore the pasuk teaches us it shall not go out in yovel. You might think that if that year Yovel fell out, it goes back to him. So Kamashman Loitze Yovel. No, even if it fell out, Yovel fell out that year that he sold it, he still is not. It still doesn't go back to him. Ad Kan Midivrei Ha Gemara. So we have to understand, this is not a sugya of telling us pshat nepasuk, of being malami pshat in a pasuk, but rather it's a sugya that's coming to explain the brisa of a makdish bayis. We learned in the brisa that if somebody's makdish a bayis, somebody consecrates a house, then what's the din? He could be goled forever. And we learned the source for that because it says l'dairoisa of yotze hekdish ein l'dairis. So only if you sell it to a person, it says, but not if you sell it, not if you give it to Hekdesh. Hekdesh, you can still redeem it. So what do you need the lo yetze b'yovel? So what are we coming in the shak of Itarya and saying lo yetze b'yovel lomali? That's not a pshat kasha on the braisa. That's a kasha stam. So therefore that doesn't belong here. If we are learning pshat in the pasuk, so sometimes we have the Gemara is telling us pshat in the pasuk, but here we're just trying to explain the brisa. So once we explained the brisa already, so what are you giving us new pshatim in the pasuk for? That's not our interest. Our interest was in explaining the brisa, and this pasuk of lo yetze b'yovel isn't a kasha on the brisa or on our explanation of the brisa. So why b'chlal are we asking this kasha? What does it mean lo yetze b'yovel lamali? Doesn't belong here. We're not learning the Seder of Pasuk Ketzurasa. We're just trying to explain the Brisa, which we already did. So why do we need this Kasha of Leitzei B'Yovel? And also this Lashon of Lamali is a Lashon that we use in a Kasha on a Brisa. It's not a Kasha on a Pasuk like we have in Rosh Hashanah, Lamali Lemisna, 25b, Nedarim, 67a, Lamali Lemisna, Gittin, 32a, Lamali on the Mishnah, Bav Mitzia 103b. Where do you find the lamali on a pasuk? It's a strange lashon. Also Rav Safra answers, Lo nitzuchel lemoichar bayis. And again, that lashon is not a lashon that we use for psukim. That's a lashon that we use for brises, for mishnayis. We make ukimtas, Lo nitzuchel lemoichar bayis. And here we're using it for a pasuk, so this is all very strange. And we also have to note that Rashi in his Perush on HaTorah didn't bring Rav Safra b'loshon l'nitzrucha ela like it says in the Gemara. He just made a catchphrase, in pagabo yovel b'soch shnasa lo yatsa, and he didn't say like Rav Safra lo nitzrucha ela moichar bayis v'batei arichom o pagabo yovel b'soch shnasa. Rashi made it into a statement, not in lo nitzrucha ela. So possibly we can explain this with a braisa, with a sugya in Avodah Zarah. The sugya is in Avodah Zarah on page 4a. That is Mishtabech Rabbi Abo Lemini Rav Safra Badam Gadolu Dadam Gadolu. Rabbi Abo would praise Rav Safra to the heretics by saying that he's a great man. Therefore they remitted. They let him not pay taxes for 13 years. That sounds like a good deal. They wanted to reward him for being so great. One day they found Rav Safra, and they said to him, it says in the Pasuk, Rak eschem yadati mikom shchos ha'amim ha'kein afkol aleichem et kol chatoseichem, kol avonoseichem. You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore I will visit upon you all your iniquities. Amos 3:2. So what does this mean? God punishes us because he loves us? Man dislay sisya barachami masikle. Ishik vlamulo midi. One word is wrath. Does he raise it against his beloved? So if Safra is silent, he didn't answer them. They threw a scarf around his neck and tormented him by pulling and denigrating him. Kamz Rabbi Abo found them doing this to Rav Safra, and he said, why are you tormenting him? He said, you told us he's a great man. He didn't know how to tell us Pshat in the Pasuk. So Rabbo said, you say that I said this praise of Rav Safra only with regard to Amar, Damri, you should say that I said this to you only, but Tanai. Only about oral law. Only about statements of Tanai. B'kori mi'amri l'chu. Did I say to you he's such a baki and such a maven in Tanakh? Amulei, Maishna atun diaditsun amrlu, anandishkachina gabecha ramina nafshina maini ulo maini. He said to Rabbi Abo, what's different about you, the sages of Eretz Israel, that you know Tanakh so well? Rabbi Abo said, we are situated among you heretics and are forced to debate the meaning of the psukim. So therefore we make sure we understand the psukim, but those sages of Bavel, who aren't forced to debate with you, don't analyze the Torah so deeply. Very interesting Gemara. Man, anandishkichin gabeichon ramina nafshin amayinin. We're with you heretics, so we make sure we understand. But in the low mining, they're not mayin so much. So you see, the Rav Safra was an Adam Gadol and Mishnayis and Brisos, but in Tanakh, that wasn't his expertise, because he wasn't around these minim, these stukim, and therefore he didn't have to answer them on their shtusim. So now it would appear that since the Gemara was mefarsim this about Rav Safra, they wanted to be mevarer that bevadai, when it comes to the halacha and explaining Mishnayos and Brises, Rav Safra was a baki in mikra as well. Because if you have to understand pshat in a pasuk in order to explain a mishnah and a brisa and members of chazal, Rav Safra would be ma'ayin. If it was just to understand the pasuk, he wouldn't be ma'ayin as much. But if it had to do with Mishnayos and Brisos, the Psukim, then it'd be Ma'ayin very much. And therefore they bring in our Sugin, Mesechus Erechim, the Teretz of Rav Safra, and the Pasuk Le'etze by Yovel, that he was Machadish as part of the Shaka B'tari and the Brisa. That since the Darshan Lakonoso and the Darshan Ledorosov, As we saw earlier in the sugya, so they explain, why do we need letzmisus and also lekonos? So it says in perpetuity, so it also says, excuse me, it also says lo yetze beyovel. So therefore they asked, in the signon of Akasha and Abraisa, they asked the Lashon of Lamali, and Rav Safra answered also in the signon of the same Pshat Nebraisa or Mishnah, Lo Nitzricha Ela. So we have here something that's not so common. There's a shakal of Atari about a pasuk that we got to Derech Agav of learning a Braisa. And Rav Safra, who's a big expert in Torah Shebaal Peh, Mishnayos and Braisos, says Pshat Nepasuk. And by using this unique signon, this unique style, the Gemara is coming to tell us that we shouldn't think that people like Amorim, like Rav Safra, who learn Mishnayos and Braisos, don't know how to learn Psukim. But Adarava, they understand the Pshat and Drash and the Psukim that are Nogel Halacha. And therefore, even though we're learning Pshat Nepasuk here, but this is Rav Safra talking, and Rav Safra's expertise was Torah Shebaal Peh. So we use the style of Torah Shebaal Peh to show that even to say Pshat Nepasuk, Rav Safra could do very well, as long as it's Nogea LaHalacha, as long as it's Nogea to Torah Shebaal Peh. So we had a braisa that already told us that we darshan this pasuk, that we darshan dilakon osov l'dorosav. So we have new halachas that are derived from this pasuk. So now we want to know, so what else can you derive from the pasuk? What's the Leyotze Beyovel telling us? So in other words, this is a Torah Shebaal Peh question. This is a halacha question. So you're right, we're saying Pshat in a Pasuk, but Rav Safra is very good with Pesukim if it's Nogel HaHalacha. That's why we use the Sikinoni of Torah Shebaal Peh, because you see Rav Safra was a Torah Shebaal Peh maven. And therefore he talked to explain Pshat in a Pasuk, but the Gemara tells us in the style of Torah Shebaal Peh, in the style of Mishnayos and Braisos, show that that's Rav Safra's expertise, but he can even deal with Pesukim if it's Nogel HaHalacha. And Rashi changes the lashon. Rashi says, "Amar of Safra, impagabul chabo yovel b'soch shnasa lo yotza." Instead of "Amar of Safra, lo nitzcha la mocher bais bebatei arechoma, upagabul yovel b'soch shnasa." Zakedai dechamina leipuk b'yovel, komeshul ayetze b'yovel. Rashi changed the signon of the Gemara, and he just made it into a straight statement of Rav Safra, "Impagabul chayov b'soch shnasa lo yotza." Those Rashi is bringing it back to the world of saying Pshat Nepasuk. The Gemara is telling us the Siganon of Torah Shebaal Peh, because that was Rav Safra's expertise. And the Gemara is showing us that even when we're dealing with Psukim, Rav Safra can manage with the Psukim as well, if it's Nogea LaHalacha. So therefore it says it in the style of Torah Shebaal Peh. Akasha is in the Kasha of a Torah Shebaal Peh. Loya Tabiyova Lamali is a Torah Shebaal Peh Tik Akasha. And Lo Nitzricha is the way that we discuss Torah Shebaal Peh. That's all in the Gemara. And Rashi is bringing it back to saying Pshat in the Psukim. He brings Rav Safra back from the world of Shakal Vitaria, which is Rav Safra's expertise, to the world of Drashas HaMakros. to show you that when it comes to saying pshat in a pasuk, Rav Safra is very good at saying pshatim in psukim, as long as it's no geil halacha. So the Gemara is telling us that that Rav Safra is a bucky in Torah Shebaal Peh, but he can also manage to write quite nicely in Torah Shebichsav if it's no geil halacha. And therefore the whole style is a Torah Shebaal Peh style. Tell us that Rav Safra was a Torah Shebaal Peh maven. And Rashi brings it back. Rashi's telling us that, bottom line, that Rav Safra can say Pshat and Psukim. In the Gemara we have, it's showing us that Rav Safra, his expertise was Torah Shebaal Peh, like we saw in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. And yet he can still say Pshat and Torah Shebichsav. And then Rashi's telling us the bottom line, that Rav Safra can say Pshat and Torah Shebichsav as long as it's no Geil HaLacha. And that's why the Gemara points out specifically Rav Safra. So, there's more about Rav Safra that would explain this. And that is our Avoda, Emir Tashem, in the next year. And we will see continuing the Flos Mitar Tashem. This was awesome. So, please stay tuned. And it will be very, very exciting. B'li neder. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.